Joining us here on the postgame show, our Dale Earnhardt Chevrolet High Performance Player of the Game, Sam Menenga. And Sam, this a game where you were dominating and you were needed, 17-9 on your line. Did you feel extra dialed in this afternoon? Especially from the line, I would say.
Yeah, I think from the line has been something I've been working on for a couple of weeks now with coach especially. So I felt dialed in, I felt confident. That was the biggest thing from the line. That made a huge difference. That got me going offensively, and I think making those free throws helped it for me to get, you know, easy layups and things like that at the rim attacking.
Now, we know this season is a grind. You guys had some time off before you played against St. Louis. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like there's sort of a second wind now after you got that time off? And how's the energy bank look right now?
Yeah, no, I think we definitely have a second wind. I think we've got a second wind of, you know, physically, but mentally is the biggest part of it. Mentally, we got that reset, 2 days off, we come out, and we're taking care of teams better than we did prior to that. So I think that's a huge part of it. The second wind has really helped us out a lot.
Sam, I somewhat flippantly referred to you as Fordham's worst nightmare today. And you've been the turning point in a lot of these games, one for 16-11, obviously up in the Bronx, and then today 17-9. And we're great on the offensive glass as well. What's been the key to your success against the Rams specifically?
I think my teammates help me get open. I think Luca, Lee, Mike, Foster when he's out there, Grant, they're all such a big threat. I'm the one who's open, so I'm the one who's got to take that, you know, take that challenge and attack the rim and do what I did tonight.
All right, and Fordham, they hit back in the first half, and the key to turning that game back in your favor was your defense and the team defense, which has been fantastic of late. And I want to know what you think these past few defensive performances say about you guys as a team going forward here.
I think if we lock in defensively, offensively, you know, everyone knows we can take care of that, so defense is the biggest thing. I think defensively, that's why we've won these past games by 20 or so. I think that's the biggest part of it. I think if we lock in defensively, we can beat any team in the nation.
Now, some young players, you talk about plays, and Emery Lanier has gotten considerable time with Foster out the last couple of games. He takes charges. He's just a tough-nosed kid. Do moments like that inspire the rest of you when he makes a big play?
Oh, definitely. I think we as a team, want to see our teammates succeed more than us almost. I think seeing him do that out there just gives everyone confidence, everyone motivation, and it puts a smile on everyone's face. We're super proud of him. He's doing what he does, and he's been there every day in practice doing that exact thing, so now he's doing it on the court when he's getting that time.
So much noise out there that you could pay attention to. Is it hard to keep that stuff to the side? What's that like for you from a mental edge as you go down the stretch?
I think it's a good challenge just to mentally be mature. I think we as a team, we've got each other's back, and I think we're able to pull each other up when we're mentally kind of, you know, slumping off, anything like that. So I think my teammates as well as myself with other players, you know, we do a really good job of keeping each other up.
So with two games to go in the regular season, other than winning, you know, what is most important for you guys to sort of finish business over these last two?
I think play as a team. I think stick together as a team and we'll get the job done. I think if we do everything together, rebound, defend, offensively take care of business, we'll be in a good spot coming into the tournament. So I think play as a team, play together, and enjoy these last two games before we go into the postseason.
Sam, I appreciate it. Congratulations on the performance here today and another win for this team.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Dale Earnhardt Chevrolet, proud partner of Davidson Basketball. Visit them and ask for a friend and avid Davidson fan, Tommy Cross. You can find new roads on Highway 16 south of Newton and online at EarnhardtChevy.com.